The temporal vein commences by a minute plexus on the side and vertex of the skull, which communicates with the frontal vein in front, the corresponding vein of the opposite side, and the posterior auricular and occipital veins behind. From this network, anterior and posterior branches are formed, which unite above the zygoma, forming the trunk of the vein. This trunk is joined in this situation by a large vein, the middle temporal, which receives the blood from the substance of the temporal muscle and pierces the fascia at the upper border of the zygoma. The temporal vein then descends between the external auditory meatus and the condyle of the jaw, enters the substance of the parotid gland, and unites with the internal maxillary vein to form the temporomaxillary. Branches. The temporal vein receives in its course some parotid veins, an articular branch from the articulation of the jaw, anterior auricular veins from the external ear, and a vein of large size, the transverse fasciae, from the side of the face.